14 years after it was founded, a key asylum facility for the homeless in Prague was closed at the beginning of September, sparking fears of a negative impact on the city's homeless community. Until now, the centre, which is run by the Nadia or Hope Charity and Civic Association, served countless clients by providing washing facilities as well as professional and medical assistance. Jan Wellinger found out how the charity was coping, as well as what kind of help it can expect.
Hope, or Nagyer, is the name of a charity begun in 1990 that has played a central role in helping people on the streets. In Prague alone, the organization runs numerous centers as well as all-night shelters, providing food and assistance for people who have lost their homes, helping them whenever possible to regain at least some kind of social footing or sense of integrity. Never easy, the charity's situation has been complicated by the fact it recently lost access to the building housing a key day center that provided clients with a chance to wash, change their clothes, and get regular checkups. Ladislav Varga headed the now defunct day center.
Over the years, we collected the names of 14,000 people in our database, although that includes only those who consented to interviews with social workers. There are those who didn't. Until now, the day center was a starting point for people coming off the street, a key integration site which determined who could be granted a place at our night shelters and for how long. Clients worked with social workers and they could also receive medical care from on-site professionals, who are among the few specializing in working specifically with homeless people. While some of the organization has been moved to a facility we have next door, it's only temporary. It doesn't have the same capacity to help as many people.
That means that a good number of former clients are likely to now see their situations worsen. Unless they find other outlets to gain assistance, their plight is also likely to become more visible on Prague's streets. Ladislav Varga again.
A lot of clients have been asking us where to go or what to do. I won't hide the fact that we've been sending them to other charities, because we're simply not able at this time to offer them the same services. In the autumn or winter, homeless people's dilemmas will become more visible. The math is simple. Before, we were able to provide showers for 50 or 60 people a day, and roughly the same number was able to visit the doctors. They received clothing, and essentially it became impossible to recognize whether they were homeless or not. Now, if they haven't washed, been fed, or treated for illness, their problems will be more apparent.
City Hall, meanwhile, has been aware of the imminent closure of the day center from the start, originally brokering a deal to at least prolong its contract. Now that the lease has come to an end, the city has given the green light for construction of a new prefab center to replace the one Nagea lost. Yiti Wolf is the city's spokesman.
We are well aware of the situation, and since it was known that Nadia's day center would be closing, we prepared ahead of time. A new center is very much needed and will be built by the city's Magistrala highway, actually very close to the old location. Construction will begin in the autumn. When finished, it will be modern and will provide the same kind of facilities. We don't want to see a repeat of the situation like last year's harsh winter, when special facilities had to be set up for the homeless at Prague's Letná Plain. The new centre will be finished before the frosts set in.